Now here we show a simple example where we have a trans matrix G, which is not completely stable, so it's a L2 matrix, and it obviously because it's strictly proper, and we can split it into stable part and unstable part. Of course, we can compute it using the residue theorem, but this is a little more complicated. So what are we going to do is we're going to try to use all the MATLAB programs that's available for us to calculate all these norms. So we first of all split it into the stable part and unstable part. This can be done by using a command, MATLAB command too. Suppose we have a state specialization of G, then you can use this sdecompose to get a stable part and unstable part. Then you can compute a two norm for both stable part and unstable part separately. For example, we can compute the stable part, which is the H2 function, and by using a command of H2 norm, for example. Or we can also use the Lyapunov function and solve the Lyapunov function, and then all computed ground means, and then do the trace and so on. So there are many ways of do that, but here we can also just use an H2 norm command in a mu2 box that can calculate the two norm right away. And so here we got a stable part two norm, and we can also get the unstable part two norm, but remember the H2 norm is only computing the stable trans function. So what are we going to do is we first conjugate the system, okay, the unstable system. So GU is the total unstable, so has all the poles in the right upline. So what we're going to do is the conjugate that basically just says is take GU transpose and minus S. So all the unstable functions poles become a stable trans function. And then we compute the H2 norm of this stable trans function. But remember, the two norm doesn't really change if you just switch the sign. So it has actually give you the same two norm. So once we get a two norm of stable part and unstable part, but remember the stable part and unstable part are orthogonal, so we can get the two norm by sum of the square. So that's how we get it.